It's Football Friday on the Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes Show.
With Arizona Cardinals radio color analyst and co-host of the Doug and Wolf Show on 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station, Ron Wolfley.
Wow, that is some bloody knuckle football. Lapped up like a bowl of chowder. Wow! Lowered the boom and lapped it up.
Football Friday.
Brought to you by the Carol Royce Realty Team. Your home sold guaranteed, or Carol will buy it herself. Go to CarolHasTheBuyers.com.
As I look across the beautiful glass enclosed KTR studio, there's an empty chair. It's a chair where Ron Wolfley would be sitting.
Yeah, where is he?
Wolf, did you forget about us? Where are you?
No way, guys. How you doing this morning?
Where are you? You're supposed to be in
the
studio.
Phone,
like, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually on my way to a press conference the Phoenix Suns are putting on with James Jones, of course, the vice president of basketball operations.
Oh.
And just want to hear what it is he's going to say in light of Ryan McDonough, of course, that was let go earlier in the week.
So it's an emergency Suns press conference. Can I have fingers crossed they name Charles Barkley as the general manager? Can I just cross my fingers? Because if nothing else, it'll be entertaining again.
Don't start that fire.
Didn't start the fire.
It's
just always been burning.
We have Ron in the Cardinals radio analyst and, of course, co-host of the Doug and Wolf Show on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station every Friday to talk about football. The Cardinals finally getting their first win on the road in San Francisco. And, I mean, first off, it's a good thing. A win is a win is a win. You know what this game reminded me of? This game reminded me, Wolf, of an older Cardinals team where I can make the argument the defense won that game.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it, Bruce. They played very, very well. Five takeaways. That's the one thing that they did very well in the preseason, the takeaways from this defense. And you know what? They've given up a lot of yards so far this season, but they haven't produced those takeaways in the regular season like they did in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Five takeaways. They also scored defensively.
Yeah.
Listen, they don't win that game unless they play the way that they did.
Yeah, reminded me of that old Cardinals defense where you're like, hey, the Cardinals defense is going to score at least one touchdown. Do you know what I'm saying? They're going to make it hard on the other team. But everyone was looking at rookie quarterback Josh Rosen. How do you think he did?
You know what? It wasn't his best game. Certainly not as good as he played against the Seattle Seahawks. He was on fire against the Seahawks, and yet they lost that game. Really showed a lot of development. It showed a lot of growth. Not the case against the San Francisco 49ers. Now, he started off very, very well. Very first play from scrimmage. I mean, think about this. You got Mason Cole, who is a rookie center. He's snapping the ball to Josh Rosen, who's a rookie quarterback. And then you have Christian Kirk, the Saguaro Savage, who's a local player here at wide receiver, run down the middle of the field, and you throw him the ball, three rookies combined on that play for a 75-yard touchdown,
yeah,
of course. And, you know, honestly, it was a good sign. It was a great response to actually getting down on the road against the 49ers. The defense allowed them to score first. And suddenly you had a 7-6 lead because the 49ers missed that extra point. So to me, once again, it was a great answer for Josh Rosen. But then he only completed, what, 9 passes the rest of the game.
It wasn't exactly stellar.
We're talking to Ron Wolfley, Cardinals radio analyst and co-host of the Doug and Wolf Show. He's usually in here with us on a Football Friday,
yes,
but as you can tell, he's on the phone, an emergency Suns news conference that he is going down to that you can imagine they're going to be all over at 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station, as well as right here at KTIR. But Wolf, you've been very genuine and authentic about sharing the situation you've been in as an NFL player, and you found yourself in a very similar situation as to the current Cardinals team, struggling to get that first win. From the perspective that you have playing the game, what have you seen in this Cardinals team during that win? Is it something that leads you to believe they're on track? Is it something that leads you to believe, you know, a fire has been lit underneath them? Or is it they're still struggling to kind of connect some of those very important dots?
No, I do believe that the defense is starting to trend in a very good direction right now. Now, listen, they gave up a lot of yards against the San Francisco 49ers, and they have a backup quarterback in C.J. Beathard. 447 total yards. But you know what they did? They kept the 49ers, for the most part, off the scoreboard. And when I say that, yeah, they allowed 18 points against them. But when you look at the Arizona Cardinals defense and all the yards they've given up so far this season, guess where they are in terms of scoring defense? They're number 11 overall in the league in points allowed. 11, almost in the top 10. Anytime you're doing anything in the top 10, especially when it has to do with points, either points scored or points allowed, you're really getting something done. And they have done that. And that's why they're trending well. They only gave up 16 points against the Chicago Bears. They lost that game. They gave up 20 points against the Seattle Seahawks. Lost that game. And only 18 points against the 49ers. What I'm seeing is a defense that is starting to trend in the right direction. 1-4 is not an accident. They have not played well offensively. They have not played well defensively. They have not played well in transition with special teams. But the one area I do see them improving in, that's the defense and scoring defense. And I don't know if there's a bigger metric that's more important than points allowed.
Well, quickly, Ron, as we wrap it up again, Ron Wolfley here. You are going to jump on a plane here in a little bit. You're flying to Minnesota to play the Vikings. This Vikings team, it's been a little bit up and down, don't get me wrong, but it certainly is, what's a nice way to put it, stiffer competition than the Niners.
Yeah, no doubt about it. First of all, you're talking about Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings, the number 3 overall passing offense in the National Football League. Now, listen, they haven't been able to run the ball to save their lives, but they can throw the ball. That is the one thing they've done very, very well, using play action. Number 3 overall in the league. Guys, when you're top 5 in major metrics like passing yards per game, you're getting something done, and they've got 3 great wide receivers. Adam Thielen may be the best wide receiver in the league that nobody talks about. They've got Stephon Diggs, a speedster that's got maybe the best double move, the best takeoff move I have seen in the NFL, a guy that is a big play receiver down the field. They have Laquon Treadwell as well. They have Kyle Rudolph, a tight end. This offense is not about running the ball because they don't do it well, but it's about passing the ball. That's where they excel, with Kirk Cousins, of course, who signed that huge contract after not being franchised in Washington.
84 million reasons. Wolf, thank you very much. Have a safe trip to Minnesota.